Penelope Thwaites, and tomorrow evening in the last of our essays devoted to Percy Grainger, Lucy Parham will be looking at Grainger the pianist. He was sometimes referred to as the golden pianist and mentioned in the same breath as Horowitz and Rachmaninoff. That's the essay, Aspects of Grainger, tomorrow evening at 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Ja, pushing die maar. I'm in the river in bear. I bossed it into the bear. Nte nyabal di namo. Nyabal di perd na piripe. Min experience na puna balay. Nyamu experience na puna sal. Inda we castigar. Yave churi mar, ma min sa riba dimber, a bosta dentro dimber, denya bana mo. Minu esperanza na puna vale, nye minu esperanza na pulba sal, inna we castigar. Onaya, somma kubalai, nambiga pish. Yeah, unaya, suma na kutelo, bega peixe, vira vira vira raya, inda la vira vira raya. Yeah, unaya, suma kubalai. Bega peixe, yeah, yeah, onaya mulher. Soma cubalai, bega peixe, vira, vira, vira, reia. Inna la vira, vira, reia.
Pulumi, pomeça, só pulumi.
What a wonderfully gentle voice that is. It is Cheka from Cape Verde, and he was recorded by the World Roots team when they were in Santiago a few years ago, Santiago being the largest of the Cape Verdean islands. Another island that can boast glorious music is Madagascar. This is the singer and guitarist Crisanto and the song Sarambajo.
Panamalia tine viraza tivali pasageza. Panamalia tine viraza tivali pasageza. Panamalia tine viraza tivali pasageza. Panamalia tine viraza tivali pasageza. Panantula hire umba umangera pulevo. Maruti pangiri, maruti panantula hire umba umangera pulevo. Sarumba amembe teore, sarumba amembe teore, tebate malai. Sarumba amembe teore, sarumba amembe teore, tebate malai. Thank you. Ase se ti fusi fa meno tengo sei rulili. Ase se ti fusi fa meno tengo sei rulili. Yeah yeah yeah, sarumba me bete aure. Sarumba me bete aure.
Sarumba me male.
Sarumba me bete aure. Sarumba me bete aure. Tutate malai.
Well, that's very impressive playing. The Shaskeen reel played by John Wright on the Jew's harp, which is one of the world's most popular instruments, possibly because it is so portable, pocketable, in fact. And it's the overtones that make it just so recognisable. But overtones is something that the traditional singers of Mongolia achieve even without the help of a Jew's harp. Here's a song called Tavang Tes, as sung by the group Huzuktun. Bulnang horos hojung ursum burum taj khriam taralgsum moral tandila gung ursum boin ta boral tawungal
ilsindes targundis se boral dis se burhundis ilsindes targundis se boral dis se burhundis ilsindes targundis se boral dis se burhundis ilsindes targundis se boral dis se burhundis Ilsindes, targundis se boruldis se burhundis Oğuz nori zörrün ilsin, unğun yörra yoklar ilsin Gaydım allı yunda olsun, kıldır tavun tez kul Boruldis minlendir çirsin, bu yınki şehirde çirsin Bulluğu sosun urcu cüssün, bayın tansıgı tavun kul Ilsindes, ilsindes, targundis se boruldis se burhundis Ilsindes, ilsindes, targundis se boruldis se burhundis İçsindes, sargundis, sevoruldis, sevurhundis İçsindes, sirsindes, sargundis, sevoruldis, sevurhundis İçsindes, sirsindes, sargundis, sevoruldis, sevurhundis Ursun burun tacı kriyam tarilsin Boğrul tandı dağın ursun Vinte boğrul tavun gül Hoy Tavun diz The lady stood at her own front door as straight as a willow wand and along they come a husky smith with a hammer in his hand and he said, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith'll be your love and that'll pull down your pride. Well may you dress your lady fair all in your robes of red. Before tomorrow at this same time I'll have your maidenhead saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith'll be your love and that'll pull down your pride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong? To think to have me maidenhead that I have kept so long. I'd rather I was dead and cold and me body laid in the grave than a husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me maidenhead should have. Then the lady, she held up her hand and swore upon her soul she never would be the blacksmith's love for all of a box of gold. And the blacksmith, he held up his hand and swore upon the mass I'll have you for me love, me gal, for the half of that or less, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith'll be your love and that'll lay down your pride. Then she became a turtle dove and flew up in the air. And he became an old cock pigeon and they flew pair and pair. And he cooed, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love and that'll pull down your pride. And she became a little duck floating in the pond. And he became a pink-necked drake and chased her round and round. Quacking, bide, lady, bide. There's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love and that'll pull down your pride. She turned herself into a hare and run upon the plain. And he became a greyhound dog and fetched her back again. Barking, bide, lady, bide. There's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love and that'll pull down your pride. And she became a little ewe sheep and lay all on the common. And he became a shaggy old ram and swiftly fell upon her, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love and that'll lay down your pride. She changed herself to a swift young mare, as dark as the night was black. And he became a golden saddle and clung unto her back, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love, and that'll pull down your pride. And she became a little green fly, flew up in the air. And he became a hairy spider and fetched her in his lair, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love, and that'll pull down your pride. Then she became a hot griddle, and he became a cake. And every change that poor girl made, the blacksmith was her mate, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love, and that'll pull down your pride. She turned herself to a full-dress ship, a sailing on the sea. And he became a captain bold, and aboard of her went he, saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. The husky smith will be your love, and that'll pull down your pride. So the lady ran in her own bedroom and changed into a bed. And he became a green coverlet and gained her maidenhead. And was she woe, he held her so, and still he bade her bide. And the husky smith became her love, and that pulled down her pride.
That's the voice of A.L. Lloyd and the fantasy ballad of the two magicians, fitted to a new tune that he came up with, and back there by the fiddler Dave Swarbrick. Bert Lloyd was a great folk song collector. He followed in the footsteps of people like Cecil Sharp and Vaughan Williams. And by the 1960s, he'd become a leading figure in the British folk song revival. So we owe him a lot. And if you're interested in finding out more about him, there is a new biography that's just been published. It's by Dave Arthur and called The Life and Times of A.L. Lloyd. But over in Ireland, on the other hand, there wasn't such a need for these key people, as the tradition there had never really been lost, so there was no need to revive it. These two players are from County Clare, Dennis Liddy and L.V. Miller, and they describe this tune as an ancient Clare march.
Thank you.
Simon Bartow with Chopin's Prelude number 24 from Opus 28. And before that was the Northern Road to Tralee, as played by Dennis Liddy and L.V. Miller. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and this is The Mighty Sparrow, one of Calypso's most iconic singers, with the hard-hitting title track to the album that he released in the early 60s called The Slave.
I'm a slave from a land so far. I was caught and I was brought here from Africa. I'm a slave from a land so far. I was caught and I was brought here from Africa. Well, it was licks like fire from the white slave master. Every day I'd done on my knees. Weeks and weeks before we crossed the seas to reach in the West Indies. And then they made me work. Oh, yes, I work.
A good lot of pay.
I toil and toil and toil and toil so hard each day. I'm done. To kill, so I stay and I pray, but I'm planning still. I study night and day how to break away. I got to make a brilliant escape, but every time I think about the whip and them dogs, my body does start to shake, because they made me work. Oh yes, I work. A good Lord, no pay. And then I toil and toil, toil and toil so hard each day. I'm dying, I'm crying. Much to say, and I hope that the boss will listen to me someday. Although he knew my request was small, it was the sting of the whip there to answer me when I call. We had to chant and sing to express our feeling to that wicked and cruel man. That was the only medicine to make him listen. And his calypso began when they make you work. Oh Lord, you work. Good Lord, no pay. And then you toil and toil and toil and toil so hard each day. I'm dying. Yeah, Lord, I'm crying. Oh, oh, Lord, I wanna be free. Times had changed in so many ways, till one day somebody said, free the bloody slaves. I was then put out on the street. I got no food, I got no clothes, got no place to sleep. I had no education, no particular ambition. This I cannot conceal. Forgot my native culture, I say I live like a vulture. From the white boss I had to steal. He made me work. Oh yes, I work.
Oh Lord, no pay. Yeah, I toil and toil and I toil and toil so hard.
Trinidad's Mighty Sparrow and his hard-hitting song Slave that formed the title track to an album released in 1963. This is Lake Junction and here's John Sermon, Sailing Westwards. John Sermon working with the sound engineer Pablo Benjamin on a track called Sailing Westwards, and you'll find that on his album Saltash Bells. If you'd like to hear it again, you can do so if you go to the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. The programme will be there for the next 7 days. Here's a song from the Boboki region of Western Timor. It's a duet describing a moment of reflection in a person's life by depicting a white rooster resting and gathering strength.
There was a lady in New York, all along little Omi. She fell in love with her father's clerk, all down by the Greenwood Society. As she was going over the bridge, all along little Omi, she found herself a-growing big, all down by the Greenwood Society. She leaned her back against an oak, all along little Omi. First it bent and then it broke, all down by the Greenwood Society. She leaned herself against a thorn, all along little Omi. There she had two little babes born, all down by the Greenwood Society. She carried a penknife both keen and sharp, all along little Omi. She pierced those little babes to the heart, all down by the Greenwood Society. She buried them under a bunch of rue. All along Little Omi, she prayed to the Lord they'd never come to, all down by the greenwood side. As she was walking across the porch, all along Little Omi, she saw two little babes at play, all down by the greenwood side. Oh, babes, if you were mine, all along Little Omi, I'd dress you up in silk so fine, all down by the greenwood side. Mother, oh, mother, when we were thine, all along Little Omi, you neither dressed us coarse nor fine, all down by the greenwood side. Mother, oh, mother, for our sakes, all along Little Omi, you'll always carry the key to Hell's Gate, all down by the greenwood side.
The late Hedy West and a somewhat truncated version of the ballad The Cruel Mother. And the ballad's thought to have reached America with the first wave of British immigrants in the early 17th century, and that version was collected by Cecil Sharp in North Carolina in 1918. Before that, Manu Mutin, The White Rooster, as sung by Anastasia Sarko and Maria Belak from the Boboki region of Western Timor. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
Harpist Rachel Newton with Soundboards and Sockets, which is on her recent debut album, The Shadow Side. And just returning to the singer that we heard from earlier tonight, here's another song from Chrysanto, who hails from southern Madagascar and was recorded by Radio 3 on location in Tuléar. This is Cipérets.
Thank you.
Crisanto and the song Tsiparets. Not a commercially available recording, I'm afraid, but you can at least hear it again for the next 7 days if you use the iPlayer. bbc.co.uk/radio3/late-junction, and then follow the links to listen again. Well, next week, Late Junction is going to be coming live from the Edinburgh Fringe on Tuesday and Thursday nights. You're more than welcome to join us. And on Tuesday, one of our studio guests is going to be the viol ensemble, the Richikar Consort. Here they are with a Fantasia by William Byrd. That's Ryan Teague, a summary of the article, which is on his album Field Drawings, and that following on from the Richikar Consort and the music of William Byrd. This is Late Junction with the guitar playing of Snooks Eaglin after this touch of the blues by Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
My daddy came to see me. He came dressed in black. He said, Katie dear, yeah, I know I want you back. Oh no, oh no, oh no. You know I want you back again. You know I can't stand to live alone. Well, I got up from my bed, jumped out from the cold, said you're looking well, and he said I'm feeling old. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I give you silver, give you gold, I give you anything your little hand can
I was down to St. James Infirmary, see if my baby there. She was stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, oh, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she's been looked this whole wide world over and never find another man like me. When I die, you could bury me in Edmund Clapp's shoes. Stand back with a $20 hat. Put a $20 gold piece in my pocket and let the fellas know I died standing fast. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world over and never find another man like me.
great Snooks Eaglin and that well-loved American folk song, St. James Infirmary, following on from Kate and Anna McGarrigle's Blues in D, which they released on their first self-titled album back in 1975. Well, as you've probably realised, we've been rooting around in the Radio 3 archives this week, pulling out all sorts of gems, many of which this week's producer, James Parkin, has had a hand in. He travels a great deal, recording music for World Roots, and also for last year's Music Planet series. And it was for that that the team recorded this Ngoni player and singer in Bamako in Mali. His name is Yoro Jallo.
Thank you.
Banjo player Judith Goodman with David Ross playing the Jew's harp, and they go by the collective name of the Happy Couple. They hail from Epping Forest, and that's where they find most of their musical inspiration. That piece, for reasons known only to them, is called Rabbits at Two. You'll find details on the Lake Junction playlist. Well, another guest who's going to be with us at the Edinburgh Festival next week is King Creosote. Here he is with John Hopkins and the song Running on Fumes.
What do you mean? Our hell's not all that steep. When the gauge reads half a tank, and yet you run on fumes for a week. Your lip against the side of my face. So why do we bother with all this fighting, and especially at our accident. pastel shades that are just within my vision range. You and I, we once loved. Your lip against the side of my face. So why do we bother with all this fighting, especially at a thank you.
A setting of the Ave Maria by the 16th century English composer Robert Parsons, as sung by the Armonico Consort. Well, that's all for tonight. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. I'm Verity Sharp. Do have a look at the Late Junction webpage if you'd like details of anything that you've heard tonight. And I shall be back with more at 11 o'clock tomorrow. See you then.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Isn't it odd to think the great violinist and general guru Yehudi Menuhin died in 1999? He seems almost permanently with us. And this opening couple of hours are devoted to him. Mono recordings from the 1950s and 60s from various radio archives of Menuhin playing a Mozart violin concerto and music by Bartok. It was Menuhin's concern for Bartok's plight as an ailing refugee in the States in the 1940s that prompted him to commission the Bartok solo violin sonata. First, though, Menuhin in Brahms. 1964 was the year, and Budapest the location for this performance of the Brahms Third Violin Sonata. Thank you.